Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. You can also find us on our website, truethought.org, and that is the homepage for our spiritual community, True Thought Spiritual Community. We encourage you to join us there and join our mailing list, and you'll find in the ACIM lessons on the main menu, you'll find access to these recordings there. Today, we're going to be discussing lesson 359. I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to see you here. Let's join together for a brief moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath. God's answer is some form of peace. All pain is healed, all misery replaced with joy. All prison doors are opened, and all sin is understood as merely a mistake.
Father, today we will forgive your world and let creation be your own. We have misunderstood all things, but we have not made sinners of the holy sons of God. What you created sinless so abides forever and forever. Such are we. And we rejoice to learn that we have made mistakes which have no real effects on us. Sin is impossible, and on this fact, forgiveness rests upon a certain base more solid than the shadow world we see. Help us forgive, for we would be redeemed. Help us forgive, for we would be at peace.
God's answer is some form of peace. All pain is healed, all misery replaced with joy. All prison doors are opened, and all sin is understood as merely a mistake. And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence together here as we consider this lesson. Take a good deep breath. As we come now to this last week of this year 2020, this lesson reminds us that salvation, as we call it in A Course in Miracles, self-realization, capital S, self-realization, is really, all things considered, very simple. Forgiveness is the key. Devotion, willingness, and the allowance to entertain that we could be joined, in fact, that we are joined at the very center of our being with Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than our right mind. And as we join, as we meld, as we merge with that consciousness, that universal consciousness, we become the expression of love in field and form. That is our purpose here. That is the process of ascension. Love and forgiveness. Love and forgiveness. To be the expression of love, to withhold judgment, and to see the face of God in each and every one of our brothers and sisters. What a blessing it is indeed.
And so I'm imagining this construct upon which so much was built, this idea of sin, this idea of being told that you were born in sin, that we were born in sin as sinners, this whole concept of sin and making real that which is simply illusion is crumbling and is falling apart. And all that is required and asked of us is to keep turning to God, keep turning to Spirit, Holy and Divine, for the answer, which is peace, which just merely shows us and reminds us and corrects for us the perception of sin, shifting it to a mistake. And we can all lighten up. And when we lighten up, we release our judgments and our positionality and our insistence on making the unreal real by judging anything as having the power to obliterate what God has made as pure, as innocent, as whole, as loving, as peaceful, as joyful, as happy. So isn't it a great way to end the year to know that all of the mistakes, all the mistaken ways that we have viewed the world and our brothers and sisters was didn't do anything, didn't cause any harm whatsoever. So you can let yourself off the hook. It's okay. All sin is understood as merely a mistake. And mistakes are nothing. They just kind of have no real effect whatsoever. So therefore, we can let all pain be healed, all misery replaced with joy. All prison doors are open just with this, just with the answer of peace that is given. There are countless ways to practice this lesson throughout this day. There are thousands of opportunities in the curriculum that we have made for ourselves to interrupt the habit of judgment and the habit of blame. And we can create a new way of being by offering it to spirit, by practicing forgiveness. And we set ourselves and everybody else free. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. I give peace. And the law of love means that as I give peace, I receive peace. And so that is. So it is. And so it is.
God's answer is some form of peace. All pain is healed, all misery replaced with joy. All prison doors are opened, and all sin is understood as merely a mistake. And so it is.
And so it is.
God bless you, mighty companion, brothers and sisters that have joined us this year in our ministry and in our journey to self-realization. You are a blessing. You are loved dearly. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I sin.